Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Almost a month into the Trump administration, the Department of Government Efficiency has announced substantial savings in government spending. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Doge, which is overseen by tech mogul Elon Musk, announced savings of $55 billion. The agency said on its website that the savings came from a combination of fraud detection deletion, contract lease cancellation, contract lease renegotiations, asset sales, grant cancellations, workforce reductions, programmatic changes, and regulatory savings. Doge cuts included ending subscriptions to publications like Politico, Bloomberg, and The Washington Post, which saved more than $1.5 million. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Winter weather, a big story along the mid-Atlantic today as snow levels could reach 10 inches in some areas, along with dangerous icy conditions. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says it's also dangerously cold.
Temperatures remain below freezing today and dangerously low tonight, where salt will be less effective. So expect hazardous conditions. Take a lot of time if you have to go somewhere. And if you don't need to go on that trip, don't go on that trip until we can get the roads in better condition.
Last weekend, storms in the eastern U.S. killed at least 17 people, including 14 in Kentucky. Relations between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Donald Trump are deteriorating rapidly. Zelensky said Wednesday that Trump was living in a Russian-made disinformation space, and Trump called Zelensky a dictator without elections in comments that were sure to complicate efforts to end the war. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 71 points, the Nasdaq rose 15, the S&P advanced 14. This is SRN News. The boycott of Target is over.
When the giant retailer announced in 2016 that it would allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing rooms, the American Family Association called on Christians across the country to take their money elsewhere. Now the AFA says it's officially ending the boycott with Target's latest announcement that it is dropping its diversity, equity, and inclusion program. The company has also installed single-occupancy bathrooms and stopped pushing LGBT children's apparel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Canada. Authorities in Montreal say someone painted a swastika on a synagogue over the past weekend. Members of Temple Emmanuel Beth Shalom found the graffiti when they arrived for activities. There's been a spike in anti-Semitic attacks in Montreal over the past year. In December, one synagogue was firebombed for the second time. Shots were also fired at a Jewish school in the city. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The S&P 500 added to its record as stock indexes drifted through a quiet mixed day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 adding 0.2% on after adding to an all-time high the day before. The Dow gained 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite inched up by 0.1%. Elon Musk's Tesla was one of the strongest forces lifting the market. It helped offset a sharp drop for Celanese after the chemical company warned of weakness in some of its markets. Treasury yields eased a bit. Stock indexes fell in Europe after finishing mixed in Asia. The Dow up 71 points to close at 44,627. The Nasdaq gained 15 points to 20,056. The S&P 500 added 14 to 6144. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.